She feels empty.
When I'm all alone.
She needs to sit. She needs to sit. Drip, 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 cry, drip, cry, drip, crash, drops of foreign thoughts splash her brain, clash with the mainstream of her teaching. She's reaching to protect the beach from the wet, delicately combed in a fine rake's wake. She wants only to make up her mind, but she can't define the makeup of this worried mind. Worldly mascara has outlined her prepackaged beauty, neatly, cleanly, much too conveniently. She's now waking up to a possibility that the circuitry of life has more compatible connections available online, beyond the pre-plotted soil of her design. And she cries. She cries.
Deep breath I take, I make my own holocaustic barbed wire to encase my mind from escaping, not blaming what I have created for me. I feel trapped within a subliminal penitentiary. I torture myself with myths and taboos. I must remove mindscapes from a ghost world. My livelihood takes on that of a darker hue. What is it that causes me to falter in my steps? Lightning strike me down. Lightning strike me down. Lightning strike me down. Dead on arrival. I am pronounced.
Now she's opening. Opening porous portals of possibility. Each seeping sapling drip consumes freight ships in her fleeting fleet of pathways. Water now pouring in pools of euphoric potion. She's high off swirling bubbly notions, consuming her being, while her being is soaking it all in. Within this rainstorm, in her brainstorm, she can't decipher the meaning of what she feels. She's swimming in convergent currents, or are they divergent paths? All she hears is life's delinquent laughs as she's lost in a liquid muted muffle of her tears as she cries. She cries.
What happened to my mental state? My fate determined by the cathode ray tube that portrays my interlude through many parallels of global doom. The grim reaper looms armed with plastic and saline invite. Way by his left blade of truth, cut my throat like keys. Harvesting corn, I again am born, reborn like phoenix. Could have been mother's breast, the antidote, but no mother stands. Surviving prophets hidden from the general public, watching screens and out of car windows. No father figure, but that of gangstars and wannabe mentors. Sinbad blinding children with tales of ice and gold. Thrice bring me the underground rivers, where the unhung albatross flies. To Gaia, across to Mecca, from lotus flower to sea. She delivers me my own. She presents me my inner sanctuary.
The question be how to keep current with the flow of life. Where to go? What to do? How to keep it new yet stay true to who she be? Sharp C major power chord changes in the construct of her life. How to conduct her life? Meanwhile, her mental water world conducts the electricity of all her passions at once. She's torn and sewn and surged back together with mismatching seams. On one hand, she seems cool, calm, collected, still. Still in one frame of mind, she's still stuck in the image of composure. It's time to compost this narrow frame, sepia existence. Time to watercolor her life with abstract highlights of sunrise and waterfall and flow with it. Grow with it. Engage in the unknown of it. As the mud of the soul, soil of her world settles. Embracing new buds blooming, blossoming in the garden of her life of new light. Embracing, not holding too tightly to